The simile of the hen with her eggs. Pointing to that connection, resting with, the hen can't just rest anywhere. She can't go to the other side of the barnyard and sit there. She has to rest with her eggs. That resting stillness with an aspect of supporting, nurturing the development. It doesn't do the development. And yet, for our practice, that analogy, we can have some relevance in the sitting, you know, the sitting posture, the sitting in stillness, the coming back to a place. And yet the simile is a little limited there, because for us the resting, doesn't require physical stillness, doesn't even require the mind, the mental activity to be still. And the Buddha offers another analogy in this same sutta that to me carries it further, carries it into activity. He offers the simile of the adze, a carpenter's tool, a tool a carpenter uses to hew pieces of wood. And he says that each time the carpenter uses that tool, there's a little bit of wearing away of the handle, the wood on the handle. And he says the carpenter is probably not aware in each day of how much has worn away. In fact, that's not what they're probably attending to, the wearing away. They're attending to the use of that tool, what that tool is used for, which is the hewing of the wood. And yet the Buddha says that after some time, again, the gradual nature pointed to of the wearing away, the smoothing of that handle. The Buddha says, the carpenter knows the handle has worn away. At some point, there's that recognition that's worn away, but not seeing moment to moment the wearing away. The new piece of this analogy that made me happy this morning, that the connection, new connection I make, I often sitting with similes like the Buddha offers, I find so much richness in what they express. And it occurred to me, the carpenter takes this tool with him wherever he goes, he or she goes. The carpenter isn't sitting on a nest of eggs with that tool. They're going out to job sites. They're using it in various situations. They're very active, doing things in life, and that handle is wearing away. And so the Buddha instructed us to be mindful while sitting, standing, walking, lying down. Instructed us to clear comprehension, full awareness. While eating, while standing, while eating, while talking, while being silent, while urinating, while defecating. Actually, in the suttas there, nothing left out. The rest. Within activity, the wearing away within activity. And the naturalness of that wearing away, just of course, of nature, the use of that tool wears away the handle. Of nature, our connection with experience wears away the clinging, wears away the greed, the aversion, the delusion. The resting, the experience of resting, really that moments when we really feel, connect with the mind that doesn't have greed, aversion, and delusion. No longer making things. The same sutta of that I mentioned around greed is a something, aversion is a something, delusion is a something. It also says in that sutta, greed is a maker of measurement, aversion is a maker of measurement, delusion is a maker of measurement. That activity of comparing and better, worse, same as. Just how exhausting that is. A release from that making of measurement, deeply restful. Imagine if we weren't so worried about being the better than, same as, or less than. How restful that might be. The sutta that speaks of the chick and the ads also has another simile for the gradual and natural course of practice. And this one is interesting. And they go in this order, the chick, the ads, and the ship. And this one kind of takes consciousness or takes activity, takes intentionality out of the analogy. In a way, it says if a ship were hauled up on dry land, after having been at sea for a long time, drenched at sea with salt water through all parts of the ship, and then the ship is on dry land. Then, of nature, of course, over the course of days, weeks, months of sitting on dry land in the sun with wind, water, alternation of sun and rain. That process in particular with the ship's rigging, the rope on the ship, will gradually rot that rigging away, strand by strand of the rope, will get weaker and weaker and weaker, and ultimately fall apart. The natural course of release of the, we could think of that rope or that rigging being like the activities of greed, aversion, and delusion, met with mindfulness, met with connection, met with wisdom, gradually wearing away. Many, many similes in the suttas of nature and the natural course of things as similes for the movement of practice. We don't always see how things are changing. We don't see the gradual wearing away. Like if you walked out onto that place where the ship was every single day and looked at the rope, you're not going to see much difference day to day. And someday it'll just fall apart. We give some significance more. We our minds make a measure of that moment. Give a significance of that moment. Have a meaning of that moment as somehow being more, in a way. And yet that moment of that release is a natural progression from all the prior moments. So such trust and patience to continue even not seeing the gradual wearing away of greed, aversion, and delusion. The gradual hatching of the chicks, the gradual wearing of the handle, the gradual rotting of the rope. A lovely piece too of this rotting rope simile, and actually the others too. Once that rope has rotted, once it has fallen apart, nature can't make it unrot. There's a persistence of the unrottedness. That doesn't require any activity. That kind of speaks to the point, the place the Buddha says is possible, the full ending of greed, aversion, and delusion. Their complete release, the non-arising of greed, aversion, and delusion as freedom. Collapse of that measuring, that thing making, that conceiving of self. And yet we do taste. It's useful perhaps to have those moments or those tastes of when there is a release. It gives us a hint of the direction. And yet, you just have to keep going. Because delusion has a very strong hold in our minds. So we get moments of seeing through the delusion. And then it comes back. So we have to keep being connected with the experience of delusion, the experience of greed, the experience of aversion, the experience of seeing, hearing, tasting, smelling, cognizing. Just this. So we have another day. We are all blessed with another day together. We don't know how long we have. May we all use our time wisely.